And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello? Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where you have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is hiring the right property manager for your rental property. This is probably one of the most critical areas, if not the most critical areas, for being successful, especially in out-of-state investing. A property manager can make or break your investment and your whole investment experience. Landlording is much easier, and being an investor is much easier when you have a good property manager. So I've provided a list of things here that will help you to find the right kind of manager for your needs. I'm often asked what to look for when picking a property manager. It's a great question, and I'll try to cover a few important points, although there are many. Although they can sometimes be expensive, they can also save you many headaches that go along with being a landlord. I'm going to ask more questions than I'll answer, but these are questions you'll want to keep in mind when interviewing or evaluating potential property managers. Number one, cost. Managers generally charge a monthly fee to watch and maintain your property. Those fees can range from as low as 3% for a large apartment complex to 10% normally for a single family home. Although these prices or these fees are negotiable as well, but sometimes they can go upwards of 20%. Obviously, you should look for a company that charges less and provides more services. Number two, communication. For me, communication with the manager is of utmost importance. I need someone who regularly communicates with me via email for urgent matters, by text and phone. I also want someone who is responsive to both my calls and my emails. If I don't get a response back in a timely manner, it's time to walk. Communication is critical, especially when you're out of state. In addition, you need someone who can deal with you and your idiosyncrasies. Someone who, you know, you may be a real control freak, or you may be somebody that just, you know, has specific things that you need. You've got to let that potential property manager know up front what those things are and understand whether or not they're going to be flexible with you and your needs. Number three, termination of your agreement. In the event that your relationship does not work out, you want to know up front what exactly it'll take to terminate that agreement. Is there a charge for breaking contract, penalties? This is an important one too, because as much as you screen, as carefully as you evaluate, you do have to change property managers from time to time. Number four, repairs and maintenance. Does the company have their own maintenance crew, or do they contract out to a handyman? How much do they bill out at, and what do they add on to that? What happens if something happens on a weekend or 12 o'clock at night? Can they handle all kinds of repairs? And what happens if they can't do something? Do they have other contractors that they will work with? In addition, you probably want to have a maximum that the company can spend without contacting you, maybe a monthly amount or a per incident amount. Generally, I'll allow my managers to do what they need to, as long as it's something, within a couple $100s. If it starts to get a little high, then they need to contact me. They can text me or call me. If you are a bit of a control freak or a control person, you can also request invoices and receipts for expenses. And I don't think that that's asking too much at all. My property managers know that I want to, at any given time, want to see the receipts for any work done. Number five, monthly statements and financials. Does the company send out monthly or quarterly statements? I won't deal with anyone that does not provide me with regular monthly income and expense statements. Most PMs, property managers, have online access accounts now called owner portals that allow you to generate your own reports and review expenses and income, even look at bills and other specifics regarding your financials. Number six, evictions. How does the company handle evictions? What are the costs to evict? In addition to the state or the county fees, what are they going to be charging you to actually, go down the courthouse and file and do those kinds of things? Yard work, number seven. Who does the yard work? How much do they bill out at? Do they just cut lawns, or do they do, trimming of hedges and other types of landscaping? Do they handle snow removal? How much does each of these services cost? Number eight, reserves. What kind of reserves does the company require? The reserves are used generally in case anything comes up. It's having money available to be able to respond quickly to, a major pipe breaking or whatever it may be. Most property managers will require some sort of an amount that they know that they can tap into if necessary. Others will cover it themselves and with an agreed upon amount that you have with them, and then to expect you to reimburse them out of your monthly rents. Number nine, accounting. Can they electronically transfer your owner payouts or your monthly profit checks or amounts to you? If they can transfer them, most of them seem to be able to do that into your business checking account or your investment account. Some will mail checks. It just depends on your preference. When are the funds sent out? Is it the beginning of the month, the middle of the month, end of the month? State laws usually dictate accounting rules for property managers, but you will want to know all of this up front. Tenant deposits, how do they handle deposits? Are they commingled, or are they simply put together with all other income for your account? Number 10, vacancies. How do they charge to fill vacancies? When a unit becomes available, how do they charge you? Some may charge you half a month's rent. Some will charge you a full month's rent to fill vacancies in properties. Some don't charge anything. So you need to know those fees up front as well. Number 11, advertising. Where do they advertise properties? Are for rent signs put on the front of your property? Do they advertise in the paper or any local paper or Craigslist? Do they advertise online services like rent.com or hotpads.com or through Trulia or realtor.com, Zillow? How do you want your property advertised too? I mean, are they going to put photos and, really market it well? Do they charge extra for that, for those listings? And this is a really important area too, because you want to make sure that they're effective, not only in placing these, but, finding a tenant to replace lost income is important to you. So you want that to be a quick response. And I'd even recommend, calling some of the phone numbers that they post on some of the other properties that they have, so you can check out how responsive they are. Even look up some of their properties online to respond to their ads online and see how quickly they get back to you. And are they good at returning calls? Number 12, Section 8. Now, not everybody deals with Section 8, but if you do, you want to make sure that the property manager you have is very familiar with it, because it's tricky and there's a lot of regulations involved. And in order to manage that properly, they need to have experience doing that. I also like to know how many properties that particular company manages and who will be my direct contact. How many managers
work at the company? And, you know, do they have certification, which is an important one, too, that they can be a certified property managers. And you want to make sure that, you know, if there's people there with that kind of expertise and special training, that's a value to you. What specific area do they focus on, and how long have they been in business? Other questions about their experience. I would also get a list of their references. Now, they're going to give you some, but I'd get a list of as many properties as you can and call the other ones that they don't list. I think you need to do a thorough due diligence, because this is a critical person. Do they have B&B, Better Business Bureau ratings? If so, what is the rating? Yelp.com or Google reviews to see if they have reviews. And what are people saying? You know, maybe there's reviews from the tenant side. Maybe there'll even be landlord comments. This should be a good start, at least to get you going and get you some basis for evaluating. I think you can get a lot more extensive, and you should dig a lot deeper there. But this is a good overview, at least some of the key areas that you should be aware of. One of my favorite websites is biggerpockets.com, and they have a whole sort of landlording area in there where there are discussion threads and so forth that you can get information from. That's an excellent resource as well. That's it for today. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here today, including any links, and there's been a lot of them in this presentation, they'll be accessible through our show notes on the Old Dogs website, and that's olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And of course, dogs is spelled D-A-W-G. Just look for episode 074, entitled Hiring the Right Property Manager for Your Rental Property. That's it, old dogs. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.